we invite you to join us for our January Sing the Hours pilgrimage. See the link in the description for more details. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Creator of the radiant sky, who fixed for light an ordered path, who made the moon to govern night, the sun to rule the course of days, dark night has now been cast away, the splendor of the world reborn, new vigor has restored the soul, and spurs us on to gracious deeds. As day returns and arouses us to sing once more your hymns of praise, the bright alluring face of heaven now calms our hearts and brings them peace. May we avoid all sly deceit, and may our mind shun wickedness. Let no misdeed defile our life, no fault or error snare our tongue. But as the sun traverses day, may faith be ardent, firm, and deep. May hope incite to promised good. May charity wed us to Christ. Most loving Father, hear our prayer, and you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? I cry aloud to God, cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God and I groaned. I pondered and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled, I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice, Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea. Your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. My heart exults in the Lord, my horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies, I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord, there is no rock like our God. Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles, he also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail, the Lord's foes shall be shattered. The Most High in heaven thunders, the Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice, all people see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him. Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trial or distress or persecution or hunger or nakedness or danger or the sword? Yet in all this we are more than conquerors because of him who has loved us. I will bless the Lord all my life long. I will bless the Lord all my life long. With a song of praise ever on my lips, all of my life long. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. I will bless the Lord all of my life long. Let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueris sui. Sicut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad faciendam misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Usurandum cururavit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis. Ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu, puer profeta altissimi, vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius, ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum meorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life. Blessed be God, our Savior, who promised to remain with his church all days until the end of the world. Let us give him thanks and call out, "Remain with us, O Lord. Remain with us the whole day, Lord. Let your grace be a sun that never sets. We dedicate this day to you as an offering. Do not let us offer anything that is evil. May your gift of light pervade this whole day, that we may be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May the love of your Holy Spirit direct our hearts and our lips, and may we always act in accordance with your will. Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Lord, as a new day dawns, send the radiance of your light to shine in our hearts. Make us true to your teaching. Keep us free from error and sin. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
January 12th to 18th, we'll be embarking on our second California Missions pilgrimage, this time tackling Southern California, San Diego to Los Angeles. We'll be praying Mass and all the Liturgy of the Hours in song at half a dozen missions, St. Michael's Abbey in Orange County, and more wonderful and holy sites than I can say. It's going to be incredible. We'll also be eating delicious food, visiting beaches, and basking in the January sunshine of California. Our last pilgrimage was an absolutely incredible journey, and I cannot wait to sing with you, to pray with you, to fellowship with you, and to do it all in my home state. Sign up today to reserve your spot. Our early bird discount ends on the Solemnity of the Assumption on August 15th. Reserve your spot on the bus today. God bless.